Well, good morning, everybody.
This is your illustrious leader, Vance Rogers, and we're going to jump right into today's edition of Saturday AM Live. And I've got a couple people on the host code that if they can make sure that all static interference. We were doing a little bit of, what did I call that, nuclear sonar testing earlier this morning, and it was quite fun to see how many decibels our ears could permit before they started to bleed. So we are definitely in host code mode, just so all of us can actually hear. And for the sake of the Discover It convention extension events that are taking place still around North America today, they should be finishing up. I know that two of our guests hosted one last night, and then our other two guests on the call were actually the guest speakers, or one of the guest speakers there, and have got another event that they're literally jetting out the door in a few minutes. So we're going to keep this thing really tight and jump right into things right quick. Everybody knows, they should know by now, Denny and Shaw Rogers, as I affectionately refer to them as Dad and Mom, because they're the ones that are responsible for bringing me into the world 38 years ago. And then also we have with us Ron and Lynn Dillman, who are from Redding, California, new members of the President's Club, and just a dynamic couple. And when you guys have the chance of meeting them in person, if you have not yet, you just can't smile when you see them, because this couple just radiates just good in everything that they do and everything that they are. So, Lynn, I know you've got a women's event today that you are hosting that you got to scoot out the door. So let me just focus on the one burning question that I know a lot of people have who have not yet received their Kinko Air sleep system. Both the Dillmans and my folks received theirs earlier this week, and I understand as a result of an email that we received a few days ago that Nikken has now got it set up. Rather than waiting until December, we can get the Kinko Air sleep systems in right now. I mean, if people want to order them, they don't have to put their 10% down and wait till December. They're going to start shipping them in the next few days. So that's exciting stuff. So you guys have been on it. You've slept on it a couple nights, I presume, because you guys got it on Monday or Tuesday, and I know Dad and Mom have slept on it. Is there really any difference? And I'm asking that of all of you, Ron, Lynn, Dad, Mom. Any difference?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely. Dad, do you want to throw in another adjective there?
He's indisposed at the moment.
Why does that not surprise me? When you say definitely, Ron, I think that comment came from you, or maybe that was Mom. Let's compare and contrast. What is the big difference between those of us who are already on a pad with Nikken, or there's a lot of people maybe that are on the call that are listening that aren't on the sleep system, but those of us who are on a Kinko pad or an IntelliRest or our previous full mattress, the Dream, what's the biggest difference that you notice?
You know, Vance, I have always loved our Nikken mattresses, and particularly the Dream mattress. And that, you know, just really started getting really excellent sleep for that. And it's been something that's been a joy. However, when we put our sleep system together, when was it, Lynn?
Monday
night.
And there, you say put it together, so there's some assembly required, just so
there's
people know.
There's some assembly, but you know, like I shared last night, people that, particularly guys that have had to put together swing sets for kids, got a lot of laughs last night because the guys, you know, the guys are the struggle to put it together when you have something that's complicated and you know, it takes a struggle to put it together.
Well, I'm guessing that if we just do a non-guy thing and read the directions, that'll probably help.
You know, I'll tell you, Vance, it's so high-tech that it goes together like a really, really, really fine-quality, well-planned device. So probably within a half an hour, we were in bed trying out this new sleep system. And I'll tell you, Vance, for me, the support that my body feels is really dramatic. We slept in a new sleep system for a couple nights, Lynn, and then last night while we slept again in the king size here, our dream sleep system. And, you know, it just doesn't give me the support. I still slept really very well last night, but the support is so much better in the new one. And then when you have, you know, Lynn has always liked a bed that's a little bit softer than I do. And, you know, you just kind of put up with that. It's not a big deal. But that's not a problem now. You know, just the different numbers that we can run that up and back and get the support. It's really, really phenomenal.
Now, Ron, I'm just going to set the record straight because people in their mind thinking, now, wait a sec, you guys had a queen size of the King Co-Air. Now, you said you're going back to the king size, so you're rotating mattresses on your bed. Now, and I know
we have two rooms, and we have taken beds in both of them. Right. And we actually put the queen system up. We got that first because we have wellness home tours in our home, and we want people to be able to get to see this new sleep system. And now that we've done it that way, we are so glad that we put it into the into what we call our Niken room, so that when we have people trying it, it is really just there for them all the time, so we aren't getting in and out of and then having to change the sheets and all or something because we're in them, you know.
So. Right, and so you're taking reservations. I know that for anybody on the call that's passing through Northern California, they just need to hook up with you guys online and they can rent your guest room out to get a really decent night's sleep. Lynn,
we're actually holding an open house for it tomorrow between 2 and 4 just for the sleep system.
Now, Lynn, you guys are different sizes, different weights, and probably like any other couple in the world that, as Ron mentioned, we prefer different, you know, firmnesses versus in different temperatures, and of course with the far infrared comforters, they equalize all that stuff out, the temperature. But Ron mentioned firmness, and he said that you, Lynn, like it a little bit softer. So what did you do to make this one accommodate you?
Oh, well, I'm a number 26. I like it a little softer, but, you know, it's not squishy soft. It's supportive soft. That's what's interesting. It totally keeps your spine aligned. It's like you've got this total support pushing up if you're laying on your back, everywhere along your body, from your neck to your shoulders to your, you know, your waistline, and you know, it just conforms all around, even your heels, you know, rest down in, so that you're completely supported, like little fingers are just pushing up on you, but it's soft. And when I turn over on my side, if a bed is too hard and firm, you know, it doesn't let my bones kind of sink in a little, just conforms perfectly to it. And like Ron, it was interesting to switch back to our other bed last night, and we're laying there and we're going, we like the other one better.
I know, that's the reaction that Stacy and I have every time we go down to visit her parents in Houston, because the guest room down there, we have, I think it's the second generation of the deluxe full, you know, mattress. And we get a great night's sleep, but when we call in, it's just not anything like what we have at home. And it's not that it's because our home, you know, we're at home. It's just a totally different sleep system, and we know that. And you talk about it, it's not something we have to apologize of. The woman's body is designed differently than the man's, obviously, in many, many, many ways. But as far as the hips, and most Americans are side sleepers. And it's probably true for most, you know, people around the globe. But I know that statistically that Americans tend to sleep more on their side than anything else. So given that, especially with the female, the way the body is shaped, your hips are going to protrude in. So you discovered a difference with this one, and it actually, you said, supported it, but also allowed the, you know, the extremities to not get that too much support.
Yes, that's what I noticed, and that's what I really appreciated about it. And it's, you know, being a woman, we like, you know, we have a prerogative of changing our minds, right?
And you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, and you're allowed to do that with this bed, you know. There were some nights that I thought, well, I think I'll change it, and I'll put it a different number. And it's real easy to do. It's fun to do. What I appreciated about it, too, is the pump and however they put all that, make all that work, is that it maintains its pressure all night long. You do not have the pump coming on in the middle of the night, you know, trying to adjust itself and keep the pressure even. Whatever number you set it at, it stays.
And I had this conversation with Terry Latham, I believe it was on Tuesday as well, because he just received, him and Aaron had ordered it at the convention, and they received theirs, and he's like, "Man, I got a technical question." I said, "Man, you're asking the wrong guy." And he said, if this pump thing comes on at night, I'm going to have to go see a marriage counselor, because Aaron is not going to be happy. I said, I don't think that's going to be the case. And from the people I've talked to so far, it definitely has not been. Now, Ron, Lynn, I'm curious. You guys hosted your Discover at Convention Extension event last night. How did that go?
Oh, it was fantastic. We had an absolutely packed out house.
Uh-huh.
I mean, over 100 people, which, you know, for Reading, that's really great. We had people coming from all over the place, and it was wonderful. We had Valerie Johnson, Royal Ambassador. We had Bonnie Taylor from the company, and we had, of course, our wonderful Royal Diamond Uplines, Denny and Char Rogers.
Yeah, our excellent mentors and really good friends.
Don't butter them up too big, because you still got to make it through today with them, and you know,
it
might go to their head. I have one question about the cookware, and then I know, Lynn, you need to slip out, so we'll let you go. But and then I'm gonna shove some of these questions to my parental units as well. But Ron, I don't want you to disappear on me. What was the one thing that, now, because you guys have been using the cookware, the Kenzen cookware, for probably what, 2 weeks or so now, I'm going to guess?
A week for us, because we were in Hawaii for a week.
Okay. And you don't want to cart dishes with you to Hawaii. It looks kind of obnoxious, especially when you go through the x-ray people will pull you off the plane and say, why is there all this stainless steel in your luggage? Yeah, we
particularly if they see a red light flashing on.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Your mother told the group last night that she thought she was going to have to take at least one pan with her when she traveled.
Well, I don't blame her. After playing around with it yesterday, I'll do the quick story. McKenna sees this pan sitting on the counter with a sliced apple in it, of course, which I got that hint from you, and you, of course, got that from one of your gals in your group, of slicing an apple in half, putting cut side up, pushing the button, not on the stove, just setting it on the counter, and then putting the other half of the apple cut side up just a few feet away. And McKenna, she'll be 8 next Sunday. I said, "What, Daddy, what are you doing here? Why? I said, "No, Kenna, don't touch that." And Stacy stepped in at that point. "Does that look?" She said, "What's that little light?" And she answered McKenna's question by saying, "Well, it's sending electrons. So basically, it sends out a current, you know, like electricity into the whole pan." And McKenna's standing there looking at it with this question look, and all of a sudden, Stacy goes, "Ah!" And of course, McKenna jumped about 8 inches into the air. And I said, "Kenna, it's not going to shock you. Don't worry. It's not like sticking your finger or grabbing the electric fence over at Grandma and Grandpa's. It's not going to happen." What was amazing is in 30 minutes' time, McKenna looked at the apple and said, "Daddy, how come the one in the pan's not turning brown like the one sitting on the counter?" I said, "I don't know, Ken. What do you think's happening?" "Well, obviously, Nikan put something in there to make it so it doesn't turn brown." And I'm like, "Wow, if a 7-year-old, almost 8-year-old can get it, what's my problem?" This is not rocket science, people. Lynn, Ron, what have you guys, what is the one thing that in using it for a week, what have you noticed?
Well, usually if anybody has cooked with stainless steel pans, at least it's been my experience that things stick to it, particularly if you wanted to scramble eggs. I mean, it's really a pain to clean out a regular stainless steel pan. And I hated Teflon, but I must tell you, I had one favorite Teflon pan just for scrambling eggs because it doesn't stick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I gave it the acid test. I scrambled a big bunch of eggs. I had company and serving breakfast, and I just was amazed. I put a little bit of oil in the bottom, just a tiny bit, and poured the eggs in. I mean, they didn't stick to the sides at all. The cleanup was a dream. I just had to wipe the pan out practically. It was just nothing stuck to it. It's so nice.
Now, from a convenience standpoint, that's great. And I looked
I looked
at the Williams-Sonoma catalog last night just to confirm, and I was quite shocked about the price of stainless steel cookware sets. Set of four.
Oh,
set of five.
I went in Hawaii. We went to the mall, and I went in a Williams-Sonoma store, and I looked at all their pots and pans and picked them up, and yes, they have, you know, real heavy-duty ones that feel like ours, look like ours, but they don't do what ours do, and they cost more.
Yeah, so, it's, you know, I guess, again, it's a no-brainer. As I looked at our daughter, and she observed the difference, if it does that, why would you want to spend the equal or more on something that does not provide what we're looking for? So I know mom's patiently waiting, and Lynn, I know if you need to slip out, we'll let you do that, and we'll always have more chance to hear from you later. But Ron, again, stay put. In the 12 minutes that we have remaining, because I did tell everyone that we're going to keep this tight this morning so people can get out the door, and I need to get out the door myself. Mom, you've been doing some experimenting, not necessarily with the Kenzen cookware, but the last couple of weeks doing a lot of research on pH and as far as acidity and alkaline, and I was looking over some of the notes that you put together, and don't panic, folks. If you're on our email list and you get my weekly updates, I will make sure that this research that mom has already done, as far as putting and selecting foods that have a higher alkalinity, obviously we should know by now that as wellness consultants that disease, cancers, cold, sickness, those thrive in an acidic environment. So we can literally raise the alkalinity or change, alter the pH factor in our bodies by putting things in it that will keep that at a state that we literally ward off diseases and that kind of thing. A classic example, people that consume a lot of carbonated beverages, and my brother Nick, who is adamant, I mean, this is the guy who will walk up to somebody who's having a can of Coke or a Diet Pepsi or something, and he will literally take it from them and say, hey, let me do you a big favor, and he'll pour it down the drain or just pour it on the ground. And, of course, they get upset, and he said, you know, a few years from now, you'll thank me for this. But you're drinking nothing but carbonic acid. So when we do that, it raises the acidity, changes the pH in our body. However, we can combat that by eating certain foods. Our jade greenzyme, as a whole food, is one of the highest as far as alkalinity to get the body's pH altered so we've got into a state. So the so what of the Kenzen cookware, Mom, and this is where I'd like some input here from the nutrition and the, well, the, I just always refer to you as the cooking expert, not that she has any degrees in cooking or has her own shows, but owning and running a restaurant for several years definitely gives her the credibility, and doing as much experimenting as she has definitely does it. Mom, what are some of the things that we know are going to be different when it comes to using the Kenzen cookware as far as the food that we're cooking?
Well, as far as what we've got to work with, it's absolutely incredible. And actually, had it not been that I had tried to figure it out years back with a book called The pH Miracle by Dr. Robert Young and his wife, and her last name escapes me right this moment because they have separate names, but I would not have really understood this. I know that when they talk about antioxidants, it's that there is an electron missing in other molecules that are not antioxidants and are the dangerous kind, but finding out that over 250 diseases are caused by an acidic condition of the body renewed my interest in understanding pH a little bit more. But the frustration was when I started looking, I couldn't find any continuity in the list. I mean, it was all over the board. It wasn't like saying a gram of fat equals so many calories, and you need to balance your protein, your carbs and your fat, we couldn't come up with anything that was unified. Even the Department of Agriculture gave such a wide range that you didn't know what the heck you were doing. And so what it boiled down to was pulling off the website of our cookware manufacturer. The new Kenson cookware manufacturer has a website. It is lifeware.us, just the two words, LifeWare, all put together, and then .us. And in there, there were seven different articles listed. The first one, I couldn't get past the first word, so I didn't go any further. It was an abstract. It was written in very technical terms, many pages long. And I quickly ran through all of them until my eyes fell on something that looked familiar that I thought, ooh, this is what we want to utilize our cookware for most. It's not coffee, not beer, as are listed studies, but mixed vegetables. And the first thing right near the very top of the list that they were giving the results on was ash. And when you guys see that, just think pH. Now, I can't make a Dave Balzer translation here, but all I did was ask him, can I make this statement? And this comes from sitting with him at dinner last weekend when we were in Seattle and he was giving the presentation up there. And that was, can I say that when tested, laboratory tested, our cookware over other cookwares, the best on the market that were tested, will retain 62% of the important nutrients in our food when cooked? And he said, you are exactly correct. Now, the 62% important nutrients are dealing with the antioxidants because of the electrons that are available there through the technology of the pan to keep the food from oxidizing, which is what you just heard Vance describe when he put the cut apple skin side down, both on the counter and in the pan, without even any heat. It's the electrons that are being supplied so it does not oxidize. And so that word ash is the important part to me. Now, there's all kinds of other things listed on there, but that is where the high level of anti-oxidization is showing up on that chart. Now, it's there. It's in French, one on French fries, and I can't remember what the other one was, but besides the coffee and the beer. And I'm not going to go into those. Why would anyone want to spend money, and especially for organic food, and not have the value, have it go away, because we only eat so much of our food in the raw state. Now, there are people that eat all of it in the raw state. I'm not there, and I know that probably 98 to 99% of Americans are not 100% raw. And there's actually some nutrients that you get better delivered out of slightly cooked or well-cooked foods. So, I don't know. Fairly lengthy description, Vance, but that's the only way I know how to describe it.
Well, Mom, I'm looking at the list, and as I mentioned before, that I will make sure that these, what you put together, but why wait for us to get it out because, you know, us running out the door to the events this morning. Again, the website where Mom derived a lot of this is simply the manufacturer who makes the Kenson cookware, and it's Lifeware, www.lifeware.us. That's their website, and it's tied in. I'm looking at the list right now of one of them, and these are foods that you can eat freely. And I'm just looking at the 20-plus on the alkalinity chart, and higher, we've got strawgrass, shavegrass, doggrass, dandelion, and camutgrass, however it's pronounced. And I'm going, okay, I don't want to be going out eating all this grass. That does not sound fun for me. What's interesting, if you go a little bit further, you see things like barley. Well, we get that, and that's one of the highest. That's the sixth highest on the list here. Cucumber, alfalfa. How many of us see alfalfa sprouts when we go to a salad bar? I mean, it's not just because we don't want, you know, and sometimes you do, in Southern California, they always offer the California version of a sandwich, and it's loaded with alfalfa sprouts. Well, there's reasons for that. And if we can, in the other foods that are high on the list, celery, garlic, spinach, that are pretty up there as far as the amount of alkalinity, the pH difference. And again,
Vance, I want to stop you here for just a second, because these lists, not to confuse you, but these lists are not on the LifeWare website. And what I'm going to caution you at this point, I have gone through so many documents from so many places. The best thing you can do if you want to do a little bit of reading on it is go ahead and get the book. If you want to be the engineer analytical mind, get the book, but all you're going to do is make it much more difficult for you. There are foods that tend to be higher, yes, and our barley green is incredible, but the continuity that you'll find from one list, you may find it at the top, and on the other list, you'll find it on the alkaline side, or excuse me, the acidic side. So not to stress you guys out, and this is the reason I don't want to publish any website until I know and understand myself more about that, because the important thing is our cookware is taking care of it. The reason that there is such a widespread is every single element that food goes through before it gets to your mouth, whether it's the ground, whether it's the air, whether it's the seed, the germination of it, affects the acid alkaline level, and that's why it goes from one extreme to another. And so one food can be very, take a watermelon on the list was shown very high alkaline, and on another list it was acidic because it had so much natural sugar. Well, maybe this is a hybrid, maybe it was a seedless watermelon, who knows, but they never give you all those details. The ripeness of the fruit will determine that. So you're just going to drive yourself crazy at this point. You need to focus on the cookware and what it does with any food that you're putting in there as far as retaining the nutrient value. So, if you want to go down the channels I went down over the last 4 to 5 years, you can do it. It's not what I recommend. Just get out there and show the cookware, do the simple demonstrations, and let the people taste the difference and see the difference. So,
and
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. That's perfectly fine. The question came to me via an email, and how do we know when the food's done? And I said, that goes into the responsibility that we have as wellness consultants to educate and re-educate ourselves and the differences. It's like, well, a pair of cardio strides, man, those are heavy shoes. Well, they go through and they re-educate our body to realize that, hey, we can change our metabolism. It's no different than the body balance program. There's a re-education that has to occur. It's no different than when cooking with the Kenzen cookware. Don't just keep cooking until it looks limp and brown, because you're going to be cooking a long, long time to get it to look limp and brown. I'm curious, Ron, and I'll leave the final comment to you, is utilizing the cookware. Have you really noticed, and I know that you're a man after my own heart, you like to consume food, you like to eat. We've been on enough cruises together that I know that. What have you really noticed the difference in the flavor?
There really is a difference, Vance. Commenting on, I guess, I'm not one who really does a whole lot of cooking, but I sure do love to eat, like you said, and it tastes better, and it's something that people have to sample. I think it's one of those things that Niken again has that people don't have a clue with what food can taste like when it's cooked like this. Just excellent.
And in our journey to wellness, I know that you've probably discovered the same thing, and my folks and Lynn as well, and I want to thank you guys. In our journey of wellness, when it comes to nutrition, if our bodies get the nutrients, it's the quality, not the quantity. If our bodies get the nutrients, they're going to tell our brain, say, hey, dummy, I'm full. I don't need any more. You don't need to take me to the all you can eat or, Bubba's Big House, steaks. It's the quality. If our bodies get the nutrients in the food, and that's exactly what the Kenzen cookware delivers, then we won't find ourselves consuming the enormous amount of excess calories that our society is prone to. We would not be in the condition we're in today as a society if we had the high value of nutrients that can be delivered in this cookware. So Dad, Mom, and Dad hasn't had much comments, but we'll have to save that for a later time. But Ron and Lynn Dillman, you guys have a fantastic event today, and thank you for sharing. And also, Mom, thank you for putting this research. You guys, as I said earlier, I will try and get some of these food charts attached with the emails that go out. It's hard to, as Mom had backpedaled a little bit, it's hard to make any sense of them because there's so many different contradictory studies and, you know, with one and the other. But again, as she said, don't waste your time in trying to figure it all out. Just enjoy the demonstration, enjoy cooking with the set of cookware, and enjoy watching people react when they see it, compare and contrast to whatever you've got in your home, providing it's not Teflon. You don't want to go that route because there's too much stuff out there those will be off the market in the next few years. But enjoy the process of being able to demonstrate, just like any of our other products. We get to demonstrate them. That's why we're in the world of network marketing. So you guys, next week we have a special guest with us who is a type 2 diabetic, and his brother is a type 1 diabetic. And this couple from right in Ron and Lynn's back door there in Northern California, they're going to share their journey of wellness. They're literally rocking and rolling in all different ways, and it's going to be a great interview. And Mike and Linda will be with us next Saturday. And then we got a bunch of other special treats lined up in the next few Saturdays. So you guys have a great weekend, have great events, and we'll talk to you next Saturday morning, same place, same time, same number. And as I started out the call this morning, if you guys have got questions or comments that we don't get addressed online or over the phone, in the first 5 minutes of the call, at 5 minutes to when we start, feel free to share those, and we'll try and field those right up front. So, again, you guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday.